Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. EU pledges 41.4 billion Ugandan shillings to boost Uganda's tourism. The European Union, EU, recently announced a substantial boost to Uganda's tourism sector, pledging 10 million euros, equivalent to 41.4 billion Ugandan shillings. This new financial injection is set to improve the image and visibility of Uganda as an attractive, sustainable travel destination, increase local communities' involvement in tourism, and offer better financial access for private businesses in the sector. Jan Sadek, the EU ambassador to Uganda, shared these plans at the Tourism Thematic Conference 2024, emphasizing that tourism's impact extends beyond mere economic gain, intertwining deeply with Uganda's peace, unity, and international image. This EU-backed initiative aims to build on Uganda's natural wonders, ranging from its vibrant national parks to rich cultural heritage, to reshape how the country is perceived globally. This funding will open doors for communities to benefit more directly from tourism while providing resources for Uganda's tourism industry to compete in a crowded global market. Here, we delve into the unique offerings of Uganda's national parks, the significance of this EU partnership, and what the future holds for Uganda's tourism landscape. This funding injection comes at an opportune time, as Uganda is home to some of Africa's most awe-inspiring natural attractions and national parks. These include Murchison Falls National Park, renowned for its dramatic waterfall and abundant wildlife, Bwindi Impenetrable National Park, a popular sanctuary for gorilla trekking, and Queen Elizabeth National Park, famous for its diverse ecosystems. Other highlights are Kitipo Valley National Park, celebrated for its rugged landscapes, Mgahinga National Park, home to the endangered mountain gorilla, and Mountain Ruwenzori, known for its snow-capped peaks and extraordinary plant species. Lake Mburo National Park also adds to Uganda's rich tapestry of attractions, providing a haven for birdlife and other wildlife. Ambassador Jan Sadek highlighted the dual focus of the EU's investment to boost tourism and promote peace in Uganda. Uganda's tourism sector, he argued, can also foster peace by showcasing the country's unity, resilience, and rich cultural diversity. Countries like Rwanda and South Africa have successfully leveraged their histories to build a narrative of peace, reconciliation, and unity. Uganda can adopt similar strategies, focusing on rebranding its image from the dated memories of turbulent history to a vibrant, safe, and welcoming destination. Tourism can play a transformative role by providing jobs, encouraging infrastructure development, and fostering intercultural exchange. Sadek emphasized the need to shift perceptions of Uganda as a safe, modern, and hospitable nation, where tourists feel secure and welcomed by warm, friendly communities. One of the critical components of the EU's funding is to increase local communities' involvement in tourism and ensure they benefit from the growth in this sector. For many communities living near Uganda national parks, tourism provides a sustainable source of income and contributes to conservation efforts. By partnering with local enterprises, the EU aims to empower Ugandans to take part in the tourism value chain, from accommodation services and handicrafts to tour guiding and wildlife conservation initiatives. Local empowerment is essential for creating a positive impact on Uganda's tourism. It ensures that revenue generated from tourism remains within these communities, thereby reducing poverty and strengthening environmental stewardship. The EU also aims to support the private sector by providing competitive conditions for financial access. Many Ugandan entrepreneurs working in tourism face barriers in obtaining financing due to limited capital and high interest rates. The EU's support will open new avenues for private sector growth, enabling entrepreneurs to invest in accommodation, transportation, guided tours, and conservation projects. A more robust private sector will, in turn, drive innovation in tourism, creating products that appeal to a broader demographic of tourists, from eco-conscious travelers to luxury safari goers. With accessible financing, businesses can enhance their offerings, develop eco-friendly options, and focus on sustainable growth to make Uganda a more competitive destination on the global stage. Uganda's rich diversity, from its stunning landscapes to cultural vibrancy, sets it apart as a truly unique African destination. However, to unlock its full potential, Uganda needs a global marketing approach that positions it as a sustainable and safe destination for all travelers. The EU's commitment of 10 million euros will help Uganda invest in visibility campaigns, digital marketing, and collaborations with international travel agencies to capture the attention of tourists from Europe and beyond. This initiative also aligns with global shifts toward sustainable travel, as travelers increasingly seek destinations that prioritize environmental and social responsibility. Uganda, with its pristine parks and strong community initiatives, can leverage this trend to attract conscientious tourists looking for authentic experiences. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.